Before we wrap, I want to acknowledge something from our archives that deserves a moment of honest accounting. A few months back on May 18th, we described Ukraine hitting Russian ships in the Caspian Sea and characterized it as evidence of Kyiv's expanding long-range strike capability. Several listeners flagged this at the time, and they were right too. The Caspian Sea is a landlocked body of water with no Ukrainian access, geographically or militarily. Ukraine has no credible means of striking naval assets there, and no such attacks were reported. That was a fabricated or fictitious claim that we did not scrutinize carefully enough before airing. We got that wrong in a way that wasn't a matter of prediction but of basic geographic fact, and we should have caught it.
We note it not to flagellate ourselves, but because intellectual honesty about errors is the only way to maintain the credibility that makes this show worth listening to. We'll keep doing that when we miss.
Today's episode covered a lot of ground that I think will matter over a longer time horizon than today's news cycle. The Sondhub story is probably the most emblematic of 2026's condition. Hobbyist infrastructure, built with care and open intent, finding itself entangled in forces its creators neither anticipated nor wanted. That's not unique to Sondhub. The list of projects that have found themselves in similar positions is growing.
The AI cluster, Sol's cheating, OpenAI's pacing paper, the mathematics arcs of peace, the Claude code agents. MD proposal, all circle the same fundamental question from different angles. How do we maintain meaningful oversight of systems that are increasingly capable of operating autonomously? The agents. MD proposal is actually the most concrete answer on offer today. A standardized file format for defining agent permissions is mundane infrastructure. But mundane infrastructure is how you actually operationalize good intentions.
The Google Android Git tag story is one I expect to develop. Graphene OS surfacing this issue publicly is a form of accountability pressure, and Google's response or lack of response will be telling. Open source governance questions rarely get resolved quickly, but they do get resolved, and how this one resolves will affect the entire ecosystem of Android derivative projects.
And Go 1.27 is a solid release. Not a reinvention, not a dramatic expansion, a careful set of improvements to a language that earns its reputation through exactly this kind of disciplined, unglamorous work.
Everything we discussed today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. Every single story, every thread we referenced, it's all there, with the full articles linked and the community discussion waiting for you. If the Sondhub story intrigued you, the author is in that comment thread. If you want to understand the Go 1.27 GC changes at a deeper technical level, people who work on the Go runtime are in that thread. The community is what makes this show possible, and we'd encourage you to go participate in it directly.
We also want to say genuinely, not as a read, but because it's true that this show runs on Claude code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and on Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. Both tools have meaningfully raised what two people can produce. We're grateful for them. And if you're interested in broader current events coverage, geopolitics, markets, world affairs, our companion show Intelligix Daily News covers that territory. Worth checking out if today's geopolitical angles caught your attention.
We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the community surfaces overnight. Thanks for listening to Intelligix HN Daily.
See you then.